brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Ed Asner, former head of the Screen Actors Guild, hundreds of films, top TV shows, icon, who I don't agree with some of his financial ideas, you know, socialism, but I know he means well. He understands the big banks steal it all through systems, so he says, why not redistribute? But I respect him because of his courage on 9/11 Truth, exposing vaccines, and more. He's a real guy, and I wanted to do a close to an hour interview with him. He joined us for about 20 minutes a few weeks ago. So he's joined us for a full, most of a full hour coming up. And then in the third hour, I'll get into all the other news, your phone calls. We have a reporter popping in who knew Andrew Breitbart, and he just says this thing just stinks to high heaven. His death sometime after midnight, he was supposedly walking around and collapsed, went to the hospital, and then died. And within hours, they said, well, it's totally natural. We don't know why he died. Just everybody go back to sleep. And that's what's suspicious. Now they're saying, well, it might have been a heart problem. Well, again, why you have a medical examiner is they said that Sirhan Sirhan didn't shoot RFK. You know, that's on record. The police at that time actually weren't corrupt enough to lie. The LAPD came out and said, no, he was shot with a different caliber. Sirhan Sirhan's arm was pinned down and shot into the side and the ceiling. First it was held up and then pinned down. And the coroner said he was shot with another caliber. That's all public, been public. But the public never digs into that, so it just becomes a rumor. Now, it was in the L.A. Times, back, you know, the days after they killed Bobby Kennedy, then Attorney General, who was winning in the primaries. And it turned out top CIA guys were in attendance, and they had a CIA guy from the local Skunk's Works doing the shooting, who was right behind him as his assigned security that day. And that's where the coroner said he was shot with that caliber in the back. We know the names, everything. But because people don't go dig up the original info, it's like, oh, I heard they killed him. I heard that. No, now it's on record. They drugged Sirhan Sirhan with an amnesiac, rolled him in. He plays the part of the patsy. Oldest thing in the book. They drugged up Marinus Vanderloo, a Dutch illegal alien. Stripped him down naked, threw him out on the side of the road by the Capitol building, and had the Nazis arrest him for firebombing their own capital. February 27th, 1933. And you know the rest of the story. Terrorists have hit the Capitol. The Fuhrer has to take all your rights now and become der Leader to protect us. Oldest trick in the book. Nudging us, pushing us into accepting it. And I'm telling you, they're going to go after all of us with staged terror attacks. That's on the front burner. That's a real possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they're looking at it. I mean, all these White House advisors are putting out policy reports saying it sure helped having Oklahoma City. We could blame it on the libertarian right-wingers. Obama, that's the only thing going to save you. Financial Times of London. Robert Shapiro. A bunch of others. We've read their quotes. And you're like, but why are they so obvious? Because they think you're idiots. That's why. And so if you're a Fed in a federal building and a bomb goes off, just have a video camera, get through the smoke if you've survived, and videotape and wonder why there's going to be federal agents right there dressed up in bomb gear. I mean, I know maybe it's like Stockholm syndrome, where a lot of you will see them there and you won't even care. You'll never even think because they're good guys, you're good guys. Won't matter, they just tried to kill you. Well, matter they just killed a bunch of people. You're so mentally weak, even though a lot of feds catch feds doing stuff. It's like, what are you doing loading opium on this C-130? Well, we're told to in Afghanistan. And so much of that came out, they just said, we'll just put it on the news. They grow it, they ship it to America. When you use it, you go to a prison owned by a defense contractor who ships in the drugs. That's why when a cop pulls me over and asks, can I search your car, I just start laughing. I mean, I'm like, I mean, is this a joke, buddy boy? Is this a joke? You ship the drugs in, been caught over and over again from Vietnam through Iran-Contra, right through to today, and you're wanting to search my car? You work for the government. By extension, you probably got drugs in your car. I'm not saying you do, but you are more guilty than me. If we've got this presumed guilt, you make me want to throw up. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and for the balance of the hour, the next 52 minutes, Ed Asner is our guest. He visited with us for about 20 minutes a few weeks ago, but he's come back for most of a full hour with us today. Then we'll continue with phone calls and incredible news. Forbes is reporting the TSA is coming to a highway near you. That's 10 years after I told you that was their official plan. I was watching C-SPAN and saw him say it. Not like I'm a rocket scientist here. It's pretty much this program of total takeover is public. We'll be getting into that as well. But Ed Asner joins us to talk about a host of issues. I'm going to be talking to and getting one of those Navy SEALs on very, very soon that have warned Ed that they're planting a false flag. It's funny, a few days after Ed talked about that, Clapper, the head of the National Security Council, went public and said in a Brookings Institute report, a provocation is needed with Iran. Of course, we know Dick Cheney wrote the PNAC document the year before 9/11 and said we need a new Pearl Harbor as a pretext. So they talk to us like we're idiots. They operate out in the open with this. It was Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner. A year after Bush was out of office, he was scared to do it while he was in office because I know we exchanged emails, and I talked to Hirsch, and he wasn't ready to come on at the time. But later, after Bush was out, he published that high-level White House folks told him Cheney wanted to paint up boats like Navy SEALs basically use, but camouflage them to look like Iranian boats, paint them up like Iranian boats to then attack U.S. destroyers. And, of course, Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, said no and spoke out against Bush and was basically removed from command via that Esquire article. So there have been sane people in the military that have already stopped this repeatedly. So false flags are real. And when Navy SEALs are warning Ed Asner, you've got to know it's serious. So I want to get back into that with Ed. And then I asked him the question off air, and we're talking about it on air. Why don't more celebrities, why don't more people, period, go public and talk about what's happening and point out that the emperor has no clothes? But first off, Ed, thank you so much for coming on with us. You really don't need any introduction. You're an award-winning actor, director, hundreds of films, you name it, with all the greats out there, former head of the Screen Actors Guild, I think one of the longest serving, the star of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, your own Lou Grant Show, and of course that got politically attacked. We should probably talk about that censorship. All of this going on, and you join us now here today, but out of the gates, days after you came on about false flags, Ed, then it actually started coming out in the news where they're openly talking about a pretext with Iran and trying to prod them into something. I mean, why do you think they're so brazen now, sir?
I think they create a witch's brew and they got to keep stirring it. And they certainly will keep looking for new ways to create the false flag so that as much as the public may get alerted to the idea of false flag, trying to make it as convincing as possible will be the only way that they can sell this new witch's brew, a new improved formula, let's call it. And by talking about false flag, now making it common parlance, We are all on our toes and ready to receive these rumors, and we get all excited. And they accomplish their mission by keeping us off balance, even if they don't do it, so that we are ready for any provocation, and we're jittery over any provocation. And if the provocation doesn't come, then we can pat ourselves on the back by saying, well, we stopped it. But they'll come up with, I mean, one good example. If for some reason they found a way for Israel to trigger an action against Iran, and they have to be careful in responding to that action, the Iranians, that is. So if they respond within a limited way, then it'll be a limited war. But, of course, if they go beyond that and attack some of the U.S. boats in the Gulf of Hormuz, the Straits of Hormuz, then it can easily expand. And, of course, that's why we talk about false flag operations, the danger of it somehow becoming more magnified than it was originally planned to be. Now, if Israel and Iran strictly restrict their actions against each other, and it doesn't go widespread from that, then everything's okay. We're still not responsible for Israel, supposedly. But what happens if it expands? If there's a mistake and we get involved? What's this, more American troops pouring into the Middle East?
Well, undoubtedly, I have family in the military. I have a lot of sources. And since I reported on this a year ago, now it's an open secret that they're massing U.S. troops in and around Iran, in and around Syria. They're using al-Qaeda proxy groups to attack Libya and now Syria. And I'm not a fan of Gaddafi. I'm not a fan of Assad. But compared to what they're putting in, bringing in the Arab fighters out of Saudi Arabia, exterminating blacks, genocide, black Africans, that's now admitted. And the witch's brew is destabilization. That's the goal. And they're now the admitted al-Qaeda groups are on record saying once they've taken over Syria, they're going to purge and pogrom the Christians and Jews that have been there for thousands and thousands of years. Christians for 2,000, Jews for over 3,000 in Syria. This is all being announced, and Hillary's in the BBC today. We have an article at Infowars.com, Ed. Hillary Clinton admits U.S. and al-Qaeda on same side as Syria. U.S. and France arm rebels with anti-aircraft missiles. In an interview with BBC, she said, quote, "We have a very dangerous set of actors in the region, al-Qaeda, Hamas, and those who are on our terrorist list, to be sure, supporting, claiming to support the opposition in Syria." So they're having the cake and eating it, too, acting like they're not arming them. I mean, how do they say we should give up all our rights, Ed, and have checkpoints on highways and TSA groping us and all of this because of al-Qaeda? But then it's on record the U.S. government got the underwear bomber on the plane because Kurt Haskell, our listener, saw it happen, reported it. And then a month and a half later, the State Department had to admit in Congress they were ordered to get him on the plane. I mean, how obvious does this get, Ed?
Well, you strike a, you know, I'm like Alice falling down the rabbit hole. How can we speak of any conversation with al-Qaeda? How can we in any way show any familiarity? You can say, well, the Taliban are a religious group within Afghanistan. You will try to maybe make a deal with them. But when al-Qaeda, who is expressly opposed to anything we stand for and wish our destruction, and is credited with 9/11, supposedly. How can we even talk about talking to them? How does this take place? And we sit here numbly nodding our heads. Oh, so we're talking to Al Qaeda. Well, since when? And who said it's okay?
It is the Twilight Zone. It is Alice in Wonderland. Believe me, I feel like I'm in Wonderland every day. I mean, here's Forbes today. The TSA is coming to a highway near you, and then it reports that they're setting up checkpoints from Dallas to Nashville, from New York to San Francisco, and now they pull you over without a warrant, and they don't just search your car, they try to grab on you. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, it's the exercise of mind control in the good old U.S. of A. I have no answers. I can only say, where are the people? What are the people saying about this? Where are their outspoken voices to challenge us, to bring it on the floor of that so-called Congress? What is going on? We nod our heads and say, oh, I see. And we accept. We cannot accept. We've got to protest. We've got to go on the streets. Of course, going in the streets didn't do much for Iraq, did it?
Well, that brings up the next point. Why don't we see more stars, more people like yourself who have the courage that you have, Ed? I mean, we don't really see that very often. And then even when somebody who supported Obama, like Matt Damon, says, man, Obama's keeping the wars going, the torture. You didn't do what you say you'd do. He gets attacked. Like he can't even have an opinion in America.
Yeah. I didn't know that he had outspokenly questioned Obama on that, but it's a striking point, isn't it? The reason that more don't is out of fear. I mean, the example I point to is Meryl Streep, who had never been outspoken on any subject that I know of, third Oscar now winner, when she chose to speak out against Alar, coding on apples, being unhealthy. And she was so slapped down at the time, Meryl Streep has never outspoken again. And that's why most of them don't speak. They don't want to hurt their box office.
Look at the Dixie Chicks. I happen to know they're listeners of my show here in Austin. I've talked to some of them. They come out and mildly criticize the war and say they don't like George Bush. They're Americans. They have the First Amendment. They stopped playing their music on the radio for a full year. Now, they ended up being even more popular in the end, but they still now have shut up. And again, since when do they blacklist people in this country, Ed?
Well, that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. It takes on various shades, various colors. And It works in mysterious ways. I use the Meryl Streep example as the most telling. And it's a lot of trouble to shoot your mouth off. Because for the most part, most people don't want to hear it for two reasons. One, they don't want the myth of America being duplicitous, accepted as fact. They don't want to, they want to think that Santa Claus still exists. they believe in the myth that America came into bloom without bloodshed, forgetting about the Indians, forgetting about the black slavery, forgetting about all of the wars, which so many of them were generated by false flag operations, but which we have a very strong history of war in this country, whether they believe it or not. We are a militaristic country. And if we're not fighting using our troops themselves, we're certainly the greatest arms supplier in the world for everybody else who wants to start shooting.
Well, yeah, the United States, just the military of the U.S., in 2011 numbers just came out from the Congressional Budget Office, is 53% of all armament spending worldwide. 53% just our military is 53% of all spending worldwide out of 170-plus countries. But get this, it gets worse. Then, of arms sales worldwide, the United States is at least half of what's left. So we're talking about 70-plus percent, Ed, of all armament spending and sales worldwide is the United States.
Now, ask your American citizen why. Why? He won't have an answer. That's to keep peace will be the answer. Keep peace. You need guns to keep peace is the answer. And God bless what's his name? The low man on the totem pole.
Ron Paul?
Yeah. Who, what an earth-shaking event if his ideas could to take root, at least in some of the areas he proposed.
Yeah, well, since when is it revolutionary to not want to be an empire and to follow the Constitution? Since when is that such a great evil? And it's when we're naive, as you've pointed out, when we think America can do no wrong, that's what allows us to become this corrupt system instead of our greater, angels, our better aspects. We sink into the mud when we just say, no, we're the good guys. That's the end of it. It's like a schizophrenic thing where we say we have the moral authority and other people are bad when they torture, but we're good when we torture. I mean, how did Bush send a bunch of people to prison who got caught torturing under orders in Afghanistan and Iraq, including contractors? And I'm not saying they don't deserve to go to jail. When he gave the order on record, and the White House memos are public, and then he wrote a book last year bragging that he ordered torture and would do it again. Now, wait a minute. What should that say to the minions? That they'll order you to torture. When you get caught, you'll go to jail. And then Bush says he gave the order publicly and doesn't get in trouble. I mean, that's la-la land, Ed.
I know it. I know it. And it's part of the mind control that we all exist under. The alternative sources of information are enormous, but how many people read them? How many people see them, hear them? And you're one of those few voices that challenges the authority of this country, and you should be a star blazing on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, well, you're kind. All I want to do is, like I know you want, is not have World War III and have my children have a future. And I'm in this so deep, there's no pulling out now, but we're all in it together. You know, Ed, you've talked a lot about history. You're an informed guy. We've seen this with Napoleon and Hitler and countless others. They always think they're invincible and go wild. And every historian, every top general, even the former head of the Mossad, they're all saying, 80-plus percent of them, are saying the U.S. and Israel are crazy, don't start these wars, back off on Syria, back off on Iran, Russia and China. The Chinese president, I went and looked it up, Ed. In 60 years of the Chinese over there with the communists, They've never made statements like prepare for war with the U.S. A month ago, their president said in a speech, prepare for war with the U.S. They're moving troops in and around us, which is admitted. And if they attack Pakistan or anybody, we're going to have war with them. The Russians are saying that. And it's not even in our news, Ed. It's in the British, European news. But it's like when the Chinese with thousands of high-tech nukes are saying prepare for war and U.S. ships are mashing off their coast, and it's not even an issue, Ed. I mean, what do you think's going on here?
I think we're being dazzled and knocked off balance, and we'll continue to be so because you know, it all comes down to economics, doesn't it?
It does.
We get in liberal presidents who pass anti-tariff laws, who create fair trade laws. Those fair trade laws have now created much of the unemployment that now exists in our country. And I never thought I'd be saying this. When does this country begin to worry about its internal poverty? And we're slipping on every element. Okay, the unemployment figures go down, but it's still way too high for the richest country in the world to have that high level of unemployment. That's not right. And it's mostly due to the fact that the fair trade laws that were created are unemploying Americans.
Well, they're not fair. I mean, our country was built with tariffs, and it's not. They're not fair trade. You know, they claim they are, but I've looked at the agreements. They're all one-sided, and it's not even helping the Chinese and the Mexicans and the Indians with the jobs. They're having to compete to race to the bottom. I guess Ross Perot was right about that.
Look at the labels on your clothes, on your shoes, on your watches, anything you wear. Where does it come from? Not here. No tradesman is allowed to exist in this country anymore. I'm aghast, and I suppose if you think that there's a great power come by which is trying to create a balance in the world, I guess our children will suffer until that balance is achieved throughout the world. But while we're getting there, it's certainly causing us suffering.
Well, you know, sir, that's their cover. I've had globalists, you know, these big corporate fascists give me the speech of, yeah, we're setting this up. It's to balance things. But you read their internal documents that have been leaked. They want everybody in poverty because we're easier to control. They're not trying to lift anybody up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're doing a good job so far.
Yeah, they are.
Doing a good job.
What about other Hollywood folks? I mean, you're one of the most well-connected people in Hollywood history, former head of the Screen Actors Guild, hundreds of films with every major star you can imagine. I mean, privately, when you talk to people, do they realize our peril? I mean, just a sense of where Hollywood is.
Well, on 9/11, I'm regarded as a nutcase. And at the same time, maybe I have special dispensation because I became regarded as a nutcase long ago when I was talking about Central America and our involvement there. So maybe they allow me to dangle out there to serve as a typical nutcase. And I'll gladly accept that as long as I can keep getting some work. And that's always the important thing, to be able to pay the rent. I would say most of them just don't want to get into that added trouble, that added fatigue. We're fighting a battle now in our union. They're pushing very hard to, and they have an enormous majority behind them to merge the two actors' unions on television. And a small group of old diehard union members are trying to fight it with a suit to get an injunction to discount our election between for merger between AFTRA and SAG.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. You're really an expert on this. We'll be right back with this breaking news on what's happening with some of the last unions in this country, a counterbalance to the corporate fascists. We'll be right back. Stay with us with Ed Asner.
We're Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we borrowed. Look at the leaders we followed. Look at the life we've swallowed. And I don't want to hear no more.
Ed Asner, former head of the Screen Actors Guild, is our guest, and we're talking about the economy, and he was bringing up what we've seen some of in the news, how they're trying to change even the union system out in California, out in Hollywood. And again, I think some unions get out of control, they get politically controlled, they take the dues, they use it to get rid of NAFTA and GATT, which is the opposite of what the unions should want. But I do believe in a counterbalance. You know, we saw the Rockefellers and others and Pinkerton Security riding down people, you know, shooting, you know, folks that tried to unionize in the last 80, 90 years. So people fought for this, and it's certainly done some good. So it's a complex issue with the unions. I believe people also have the right to, quote, work if it's separate from within a system. But there needs to be some balance, and we're definitely out of balance. And the big New World Order globalists, they don't want it. So we couldn't have a better expert on about what's happening right now with the unions out there. Please continue, Ed, where we left off when we went to break.
Well, you know, I always question myself because I don't know enough, Alex. And I constantly found myself on my head trying to say I'm not qualified sufficiently to carry this banner alone. I ask too many questions, and I don't do enough research to give the answers. I do what I can. Here in film, we're faced with a huge consortium of power, which will create a merger with the AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and the Screen Actors Guild, of which I am a former president. We have worked for 70-some years in creating this strong union. And in the past few years, AFTRA, that used to negotiate with us conjointly for actors' contracts in film, has chosen to depart on its own and undercut us. They've done this with the power of the AFL-CIO, who would be happy to see a larger merged union, even though it's a weaker union, because they like numbers. They like the dues coming in from that increased number of actors. But here we have AFTRA, who has negotiated weaker contracts with producers. Producers are gladly accepting. Most shows now are on AFTRA. Formerly, they were all SAG. The 4As, which normally governed the policy between the two unions, has not done anything in terms of AFTRA taking over our jurisdiction. And the powers in SAG of late have not pursued their rightful course in demanding their protection of their authority, so that producers have signed with AFTRA, which gives on the surface more or less the same wages for first-time production. But their contracts are weaker in terms of residuals. Their contracts are weaker in terms of our pension and health. And what this band of brothers with me has done is to try to show to the membership, who are snowed by all of this authority that's coming down from all other areas, producers, agents, the power of New York, who has never been happy with the power of Hollywood actors, who control 53% of the actors in the business. They have snowed the most of the membership out there so that they are not aware that if this merger takes place without a feasibility study of what will happen to their pensions and to their health and welfare plans, that they will suffer, their dues will increase, they'll be in bed with broadcasters who work non-union. And they've created yet another witch's brew, which is symptomatic of our country and which is symptomatic of the weakening of unions in this country. And if you don't believe in unionism, then there's no sense in listening to me, because unions are what stands for the working man, and the working man generally has been destroyed in this country by those Fair Trade Acts, by the resistance of isolationist senators and congressmen who create laws which create right-to-work states, which create strong enforcement on Taft-Hartley, so that people are boggled by the pressures working against them, and we end up, the average working actor ends up on the short end of the stick.
Well, again, every system becomes corrupt and has problems, but obviously unions were needed when they first came in, when people were falling into sausage machines, and you know, the Rockefellers and robber barons were selling chalk fake powdered milk So those excesses created the unions. People had to fight and die to create the unions. I think the problem with the unions now is that you alluded to, they've become so political that a lot of them push for NAFTA and GATT and all this. So it's like they don't even exist anyways. And so then a lot of people see the unions basically as just siding with big corrupt government that's siding with big corrupt corporations. It's like no matter what you do, these insider manipulators, kind of the crony capitalist model, they get in and corrupt anything. And I don't know how you deal with it. I think you get the public aware, you get them involved, and you get them angry. And that transparency is the answer in people being involved. And, you know, we've talked about getting people involved. Realize you're uninvolved at your own peril. I want to give the...
I can only barge in and say that when I was a young man and hoping to be an actor, I took a job at the Buick Oldsmobile Pontiac plant in Kansas City. That was really my first exposure, big time, to the real world. That was an open shop plant. And we were all working overtime, forced to work overtime. And you were punished if you didn't. It was a slave ship is what it turned out to be. So when I finally quit there and went back to Chicago and tried to be more of an actor, and I still had to get jobs, and I said I'd never work in an auto plant again. And finally, seeing my friends working for $1.90 an hour, which was impossible, I went and got a job at the Ford plant there. And that Ford plant paid $1.90 an hour, and that was big time. So I said, okay. And I worked as a metal finisher there. And I worked there for about 9 months. And I want to say that the difference between that closed shop plant, that union shop, as opposed to the open shop that I worked in, was the difference between night and day, and that's where I became a union man. Because I was treated like a human being, and I was treated like a respectable worker, which I was never treated at the Buick plant. So I became a union man, and I've been so ever since. The difference between working union and doing an honest day's work and working non-union, and I would point out the fact to you that every time a non-union man works, the wages he's getting are there. Because a union shop established a level that he can work under. If there was no union, he'd be working at slave wages himself without that creation of a higher wage scale.
Let me make this point. Look at China, which they call communist. It's not communist. It's a top-down elitist insider group, and they've got people committing suicide en masse at these iPod and iPhone plants and the rest of it. They're made to work, in some cases, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week when they've got big orders in. There's blood all over the textiles now from little kids' fingers. They had to put suicide nets all around it so that Apple and others that say they're liberal can make bigger profits, and they will kill you in China if you try to unionize. And that's just people getting together saying we need to live. And folks, you can pull this up. In China, the main daycares are people chain their children to the light poles or to grates, and then they work all day and try to get out by dark to bring their child food and then go back and live in their hovel. And globalism isn't even lifting up the average Chinese, for the elites it is, and the small middle class that manages them. But it's just creating, that's where we're going. When you don't demand standards and you don't demand that people be paid enough to live decently, you just destroy the society. And you look at Mexico, where they use Agenda 21 to force people off their rural land the last 20 years up to Mexico City as a staging ground up to the maquiladoras and the borders. It didn't build them up. It forced them off their land where they could sustain themselves and live happily. And they forced them into Mexico City that's gone from 10 million to 30 plus million. And half the population lives in cardboard boxes. It is. I don't know what we do, because I want America to know. It is the giant sucking sound. We are going to become that now. My problem, Ed, is how do you stop the unions from getting bought off by the big corporations and politicians? I mean, you do agree that... I mean, the big unions have totally sold their people out.
A lot of them have. I will grant you, but I would say that you will always. There was a wonderful publication I used to subscribe to. I don't get it anymore. I don't know what happened to it. Herman Benson was the creator of it, called Union Democracy in Action. And it would cover all of the stories of rebel unions, of unions trying to achieve the voices of their masses and fighting against corrupt leadership. Now, hopefully Union Democracy still exists. There are big unions that certainly, I think, are democratic. I know some of those leaders and have met them. I worked with Bill Wimpersinger of the Machinists when he was president, and that was one of the greatest fighting Democrats you ever saw. They do exist out there, and I can't blow the whistle on who isn't and who is, but I the Teamsters for years became recognized as the gangster union. But I think they've done a lot since then.
Sure.
To achieve a cleaner image than they... Sure.
Anything's going to have problems. My point is that once you have globalism and we have no tariffs and these other countries have hidden ones built in, it doesn't matter. The unions, all of it's just going to go down the drain because it's an unfair playing field. Once you're competing with China, India, Mexico, where people will chain their kids up and go work 18 hours a day, literally till their fingers bleed, once you're competing against that, I mean, it's competing against slavery. And so until we put tariffs up, and of course they're going to do it once we collapse, and they'll blame the tariffs for the collapse. There's nothing. You see where I'm going with that, Ed?
I do. The problem for me exists that we have lived in a very comfy society, a comfy society that put its tradesmen to work. They put its steel workers, its auto workers to work, and were then able to sell to the world, and our workers could live a nice middle-class living. We were living beyond the standards of the rest of the world.
Yes.
Now, if you start talking about granting the rest of the world the ability to earn a decent wage, you'll start taking away those jobs from here, so that we can provide the rest of the world, and we can start importing. Well, we're now importing all over the place. As I said earlier, look at your clothing labels. All over the world, we're getting this material in. But what are you doing for the Americans here? Where are the jobs that you can put them? Where's the education, which sucks in terms of comparison to the rest of the world? Where's the education that can uplift your worker to qualify for those better jobs if he's not going to be a tradesman, if he's not going to be in the factory?
Well, we know what. They're going to be bureaucrats. They're going to be police. They're going to be prison guards. They're shifting the economy from even a service to now a surveillance police state with 30,000 drones. That's the new economy. The new economy is kind of a nightmare empire where you've got to serve the empire and join the military and or work in defense or work in prisons, because that's all there's going to be, Ed. That's the plan. That's what the Rand Corporation said they were going to do.
Yeah. Well, I think we're there. You go to the airport, you'll see a lot of formerly employed workers groping you and checking out your luggage. The point is, we've got to cry a halt to it. We've got to create jobs in this country.
Well, by the way, you're right. This is pure social engineering towards the police state. I've talked to the TSA. There's three different types of people. There's either people that had other jobs they lost and they need the money and they don't like it and they apologize to me and say, look, I know this. Then you've got those that are kind of oblivious and just don't care. Then you got the folks that enjoy abusing people, and they're always the boss. The little ladies are always nice.
Yeah.
And when you say no to it, then they call over the thug.
We've become a nation of waiters, of cab drivers, of telephone repairmen, of TV repairmen, of salesmen if you can get a job selling someplace. We've become a nation of law enforcement, of nurses, and you go to any hospital, and the vast majority of nurses are from the Philippines. So where are we providing jobs?
You know, we look and act just like Rome before it collapsed, Ed.
Yeah, except where are the circuses? I want some circuits. For God's sake. I guess that's what you call me. I'm a circus performer.
No, you're not. You know, I forgot to even give the number out. We're going to come back and take one or two quick questions for Ed Asner while he's here. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I forgot to give the number out, but specific quick question for Ed Asner, kind of a grab bag, wild card straight ahead, 800-259-9231. Ed, you know, whether people love you or hate you, I know you're a real guy who does care about humanity. You have tremendous courage. You never even really talk about this, but your show was doing very well on TV. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they cancel it basically because of your political statements?
I think so. I think so. They will deny it. They will fight that they were worried about the future and therefore canceled it. But it was a viable, very, very full of present-day conflict and ideas. And they can't.
Yeah, they don't want serious issues one way or the other. They want to dumb it all down. And that's what they've done. And it's social engineering, plain and simple. Ed Asner. Former head of the Screen Actors Guild, hundreds of films, TV shows, you name it, and he knew Ted Knight. That's a biggie right there. We'll be right back with your calls.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Some of those calls in right now. I should add that Ed's on the road doing a, quote, FDR show type play. I know it sells out around the country. You just Google show guide for Ed Asner, FDR, and it pops up all over the place if you want to find out more. He's coming to Texas. I might go see him. Went in Texarkana in April. Let's go to Wayne in Tennessee, and then Daryl. Wayne, what's your question for Ed Asner?
It's really not a question. It's a comment. It's a little short-sighted to discount the American spirit and the human spirit. I believe a properly functioning free enterprise system will create enough industry to revive our economy if we just get the D.C. criminals and the New York criminals off our back. And I want to call to action 1 million patriots, educate 300 people in the next 12 months.
If people did that, it would work. But again, we're getting into debates here about systems. We don't have a free market system because it's all rigged and they have tariffs. That's what I keep explaining, is that it's rigged and by the insiders. Ed, what would happen if people all tried to wake up somebody every day? I mean, clearly, folks didn't used to know what false flag was. You pointed out more people do today. What do you think of that solution?
It's great, but then how many are going to quit once they find the other guy coming up with a salient point? I'll give you a very good example. I argued with a friend today about 9/11, and he cited the Popular Mechanics rebuttal on the idea of conspiracy on 9/11. I didn't read the 9/11 Popular Mechanics.
It's pure bull.
Was it?
Well, what they do is they build straw men. They take things that aren't true about 9/11 that no one ever said, and then they debunk that. And they lie. They say NORAD never intercepted one plane in 50 years except Payne Stewart. And then I have the very same person, NORAD spokesman, they quote in a Reuters article saying 167 intercepts that year. I mean, it's just total deception.
Well, he posed the question. Well, if 9/11, if the towers were brought down, why weren't there explosive material besides the thermite and the sulfur? Why weren't there evidence of explosives being used?
But there was. You see the blast squib points. You can see them saying, we're going to bring down seven, and then they blow it up. I mean,
the seven, I totally agree, because you got Larry Silverstein saying, we've got to pull the building.
I talked to the head of emergency management. Another person who died 2 weeks after we had him on, and he said they were there, and they said there were bombs in the building. The deputy had. Thank you, Wayne. Let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Ed Asner. Quick question.
Yeah, in fact, I wanted to go back to talking about the unions. I was I'm a former electrical union member, IBEW. Basically, what I was seeing with the unions was a microcosm of what our government is like. It became so corrupt, and they, you know, the way they forced you, who you had to the forced upon you, who you had to vote for. What's your comments on that?
I will be the last person to deny that there has been union corruption. IBEW, I'm sure, had its share. It's an evil that you have to be on the watch for and try to fight against.
I think it happens because Americans have gotten so sheep-like, no matter what it is or what system, it's going to become corrupt until we start getting involved, getting informed, and demanding our rights and liberties. Thank you so much, sir, for that point.
As Alex pointed out, would you rather not have unions? What are you going to have without unions? Because they at least are the last gap between total...
Ed, stay there. Got a break. Well, hold on one sec.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.